7 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. This is Rich McFadden along with Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasinelli. And Uri Geller joins us in this hour every single week. Usually, this is one of Doug's highlights of the week. Uri, Doug cannot
He's
wait.
He's going to cry when he knows he missed this.
When it gets his time to talk to you. Yeah, absolutely. And just to bring everybody and Uri up to speed, Doug's driving across country. Every spring, he goes to California, picks up Charlotte the Bulldog, and they load up the truck and they leave Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools, movie stars. And they drive cross country, and he's trying to get back over here to Washington, D.C. By Wednesday. But he's, you know, had a couple of long days. He had a flat tire, had to get new tires. Yesterday we had some broadcast problems, so he was just up till midnight last night and then only got 2 hours of sleep the night before. And so this morning he's just dead to the world, so he's just going to take it easy for a little while.
Well, you're doing pretty good, Rich, and Jennifer and Roberta.
We're doing our best.
We all try and fill in for him. So, but Uri, what I actually wanted to ask you about is a state of mind. Jennifer and I were talking a few hours ago about her dad.
Mm-hmm.
And how he was a little bit depressed yesterday, and she finally wiggled it out of him that he had been doing some hard work.
He and I worked a lot this weekend on gardening stuff, on fixing up yard work, and, you know, he was doing a lot of work, and he's not an old guy. He's 59 years old, but he was all depressed yesterday, and I finally got it out of him. He was mad because his back was hurting and his leg was hurting, and he thought that he shouldn't be that sore because he never used to be that sore. And so the old age thing kind of got into his mind a little bit.
So that got me to thinking after she said that. Doug has made this trip 50 times, 100 times across country, does it all the time. But I could see it wearing on him yesterday. And, you know, Doug thinks physically – he's 30. He absolutely, and really physically, he's probably 40 and can do anything that I could do and then some. The guy's in great shape. And I know it bugs him that he was tired last night because usually he can go on 2 hours sleep and not be affected. And it's just, how can you sustain that?
So, yeah, but listen, Rich, anyone can be tired. You can be 12 years old. 22 years old and,
right.
and get tired from something that...
But not Doug. Doug thinks that he can do anything. He does, and I'm not saying this is about age, okay? And I was going to ask you about age, too, because, you know, you're the same age as Doug. You work out every single day. You take your walks. You ride your bikes. You stay in great shape. I've been doing Taekwondo for 3 years. I stay in good shape now. I've been dieting and, you know, getting in shape.
Yeah.
You know what? I tried to do some things a few months ago that I shouldn't have done, and now I got a bum shoulder because of it. And I just needed to realize that I needed – and Doug doesn't – and it doesn't have anything to do with age with Doug. Doug thinks I can go 100 miles an hour, and I'll be fine. It doesn't matter.
Well, look, if Doug thinks so, and people who do think like Doug are kind of 100 miles ahead of – others who think that age kind of bogs them down and their body begins to wear and tear. It's really a state of mind. I tell you this, that if you think young and you are asked, how old do you actually feel? And if your answer is, well, I feel in my kind of late 20s, early 30s, that's fantastic, because what you're doing, you're ordering your mind to tell the body to act and feel and think that way. And what that does, at least it did it to me and it still is doing it, it's slowing the aging process. You cannot stop the aging process, but you can certainly slow it down. And by feeling yourself really young at heart, that really fuels that energy, the stamina, the power, or let's call it empowerment to your mind, body, and soul, that makes you feel that, hey, even if you are 65, 70, 75, 80, you feel great. Look at Jack LaLanne. We all, you know, we all know about Jack.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, the guy swam what across the San Francisco Bay just a couple of years ago, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And he was well, I think, into his 80s. Am I correct?
You are.
Yeah. So, hey, what a great example. I just saw, you know, Richard Simmons. jumping around in a commercial for an airline somewhere around the world. And I remember him from the very early 70s. We kind of all laughed and cringed when we saw him on TV. But look at him. Amazing. So I think it's really important to keep the activity, but to make sure that you do the right things, that you bend down the right way, that you don't create that wear and tear. I used to run around Central Park, the reservoir, 3-4 times, but then it was too much. I knew that I'm going to finish my knees, so I stopped running around. I walked instead fast, and I achieved the same aerobic, energy from it.
And that's my question, basically, is how do you determine the difference between I feel like this age and I want to do the things, because that's how I hurt myself.
Not giving up and staying positive, right, but also not being stupid.
But then I was stupid, and I did something I shouldn't have done. And I was having fun doing it, but then all of a sudden I fell and hit my shoulder, and my shoulder's been banged up for 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
And even though I feel like I'm 25 or 28 and can do the same silly, stupid things I used to do then, or that my 6-year-old son is doing, 7-year-old son is doing, I now go, you know what? Maybe I should think about that one. I can still do this, 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 and this, but maybe I should think about that. And what do I do in my head about my state of mind, about my youthfulness, if I have that in the back of my head?
Yes, and while you have that in the back of your head, you've got to take care of your physical body. You just Google, it's all there. Medical doctors, sports experts, people who deal with basketball players, football players, and so on, they have thousands of books out there that you can read and educate yourself. How much is enough? Where do you stop? How much do you stretch? And so on. I, for instance, stretch every morning, just as I get out of bed, I stretch because I know it's good for you. I know it warms you up. So be careful. Every time you start something or you're starting a new exercise, talk to your doctor or you've got to discuss this. So other people who are experts in this field, people who have studied this field for decades, they will guide you, what to do, how to do it, and how much to do this physical exertion on your body. Listen, Rich, if you had in the back of your mind that you have to be careful not to fall or to bend the right way, you can avoid so much injury. You've got to think about it. Every time I'm in an airport and I have to lift up luggage, I tell myself, now bend your knees.
Right.
Lift the right way.
Right.
My question to you, Uri, and you mentioned how you get up every day and you've got it in your routine to stretch. As someone who is starting a new exercise program or something, we know how great we feel after we move our bodies the right way, and you feel so good, but the motivation to actually do it is so hard. Even though you feel great after exercise is over, it's the first thing that you cut out. Do you have any tips to kind of change your mindset to make you want to do it more?
Yes, it's called discipline. It's called willpower. Mm-hmm. Activate your willpower.
Well,
talk to yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror. Have a conversation with yourself. This is a great technique that I use. And then you will feel that power, that energy in you to say, yes, I am going to stretch. Yes, I am going to exercise. Yes, I will do it, and I can do it. And then as we age, yes, as we go into our 60s, 70s, 80s, hopefully 90s, you will feel so much better in your youngish body. This has been proven by science, by people who occupy throughout their lives in physical activity. And ask any doctor, and any doctor will tell you, if you exercise and if you eat the right foods, you will live longer.
You mentioned one of the most important things. When I started Taekwondo, I never really knew the importance of stretching. And we start every session by light jog for about 5 minutes to warm up your muscles. Then we do 10 minutes of stretching. And let me tell you something. The difference between, like, for example, a front snap kick, okay, where you just kind of kick the leg up front, before stretching and after stretching is amazing. You see immediate results. And then, Jennifer, the other thing is if you don't find something that you enjoy, if it's a constant mental struggle because you just not are having fun, it will not last. You can have all the willpower in the world, but you need to enjoy what you're doing. I've done the gym. I've done, you know, things. The things that have always been fun for me that I enjoy and I go back to, biking, racquetball, taekwondo.
Look,
it gets me back in the gym every day.
Look, say this. I am a winner. I deserve to get what I want. I will wake up tomorrow feeling great. No turning back. That was then. This is now.
Mm-hmm.
I have the mind power. And to conclude, you say, yes, I can. Yes, I will.
Yes, you can. Absolutely. Yeah. All right, Uri, thank you so much. And everybody go to urigeller.com if you want some more motivational tips. The guy, you cannot talk to him and not walk away feeling like
energized.
You can do it. Yeah, absolutely.
Love it.
So it's 18 past the hour, and thank you very much, Uri Geller.
Okay, love you all. Bye.
Bye, Uri. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Website downtime is trouble for leading online businesses like Amazon, eBay, and Google. They figured out a way to ensure uptime, but at a cost most companies cannot afford. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Load Balancer provides continuous availability and peak performance across multiple websites while preventing network intrusions. Don't risk downtime. Visit Barracuda.com/uptime to try the Barracuda Load Balancer free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/uptime.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Neil from Richmond writes, if you're traveling at the speed of light and you turn your headlights on, what happens?
Well, Neil, let me answer your question with a question. If you're traveling at the speed of Geico.com, which is quite close to the speed of light, and you pay your bill online, what happens? You could save time. Lots of time.
So there you have it, Neil. Keep those headlights on and that policy updated.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like, we'll never forget you. Like, we're behind you 100%. Like, we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Roberta's going to start Pilates when she gets back from Florida.
Yeah.
We'll see how well this goes.
I know.
I'm excited about it.
I hate exercise.
No, Pilates are great, though.
Yeah, Pilates is an exercise.
I will tell you that one of the things I love about Taekwondo the most is the forms, where it's just structured, it's slow, it's low impact. But it's a workout, man, because the stretching, the bending, and the forms, it's great stuff. So get moving. Get moving. 21 past on Good Day.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan?
Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid-4s. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find the loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
We're ready.
Are you really ready?
We're ready.
Ready.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog. Was a good friend of mine. I never understood a single word he said, but I helped him a drink his wine.
I like our morning workout.
That's it. Sing it.
Sing it.
Song in 1971. I dare you to sit still right now.
Can't do it. I'm shaking my group thing.
You good, girl. My brother, man. My brother's a big Three Dog Night band, and he turned me on to all these early 70s, late 60s bands like Zeppelin and the Beatles and all that stuff.
Yeah, but this song is the song that you dreaded to hear when you went to a wedding, and this was the first song the DJ put on, and you want to go, oh,
when you are a little kid, when you were a little kid, our age group, Roberta, and you heard this song, there were a couple of songs where you just could not stop from jumping around the house, like Celebration, Coolin' Again.
Oh, yeah.
Again, bad wedding DJ
bad
song.
Bad wedding song, but you're jumping around the house, and I'll give you one more time. One
what
more
about
song.
The one where you, oh, Shout, that was a big
shout,
one.
Yeah, Shout. Yeah.
And old-time rock and roll Bob Seger. This is one of those songs where you're jumping all over the place, and you have fond memories of just acting like an idiot when you heard it. So one more time, let's hear it. So, I need your advice. Speaking of when you were a kid and kids, last night Sean had a baseball game. He is 7 years old, and all the kids on his team, you know, six, seven. I don't think there's any 8 years olds. I think it's six and seven. And his coach pitch, so they get, you know, five, six pitches from the coach, and then if they can't hit it, they bring the tee out, and they do that whole thing. So last year I kind of was the assistant coach because the guy needed help, and he was happy to have me help. So it's cool, and it was fun. We had a good time. This year we're on a new team that a friend of ours helped us get on with their son, who is one of Sean's friends. And he's kind of got his system in place and a guy or two that helps him out. So I'm just kind of, you know, okay.
You're on the sideline now.
I'm on
Coach
the sideline.
Rich is on the sideline.
And I enjoyed being part of it, but, you know, I'm not kind of, you know, I know the guy, but not really well yet. So last night I was trying to help out during the game. Like, for example, all the kids like to take their bats when they're in hitting, when they're on offense, and they're sitting on the bench, and they take their bats, and they'll end up hitting the bench with it. They'll end up hitting the ground.
Right.
Not focusing on the thing.
Kid thing. Yeah.
So we try to make a rule and say, okay, take your bat, and you leave it hanging on the fence behind the dugout, or behind the backstop, and when it's your turn, you go up and get your bat. So I took all the bats away from the kids. I put them up on the thing. And, okay, when it's your turn, you go grab your bat, and then you go hit. Well, one of the moms comes and gets her bat and gives it back to her son.
What?
Okay.
Why?
So then all the other kids go get their bats, and they start banging them on the ground again.
No. Why did she do that?
So
she
at
undermines
that point,
Coach Rich.
I'm not the coach.
Love that.
Am I just a nosy parent? That's what I'm saying. Am I a parent that overstepped my bounds?
But did the coach ask you to hang the bathtub?
No, but the coach has kind of given me the, hey, listen, we could use your help. And I helped out the other day in practice. We were doing ground balls. So he said, can you do ground balls with the kids? No problem. But once I saw one of the parents, and, you know, these all parents were together last year. I'm the new guy. So once I saw that, I stepped back and said, you know what? Maybe I'm the overbearing guy. Maybe they're talking about me, thinking, who is he to come take my son's bat away? If he wants to tap his bat, he can tap his bat.
Okay, but here's the thing. Because, you know, we've all seen this little kid that, like, during the soccer game is, like, you know, walking in the line instead of paying attention to the game.
And there was a lot of that last night.
So
the coach took
with
one
you.
Of those and put him on the bench.
I'm kind of with you. I see why you did it, but maybe you are the overbearing.
All right, so am I the overbearing parent? 1-800-510-8255, 1-800-510-TALK. Is Rich McFadden, am I the overbearing parent for trying to make the hang your bat on the backstop rule? Give us a call, 1-800-510-8255 on Doug Steffen's Good Day at 28 past the hour. And here comes Peter Greenberg with your travel tips.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. With all the online resources available these days, choosing your hotel room doesn't have to be a blind process. There's a new site called room77.com. It uses Google Earth and other technology so you can actually see the real view from specific hotel rooms. That's hotel rooms by individual number. You can figure out which rooms actually have ocean views versus the ones that require you sticking your head out the window just to catch a glimpse of the water. Then the day before you check in or even on the same day, you call up the front desk and ask for one of those rooms. Of course, it's not just the price of the room that matters, but the value. So Priceline.com has a freebies page where you can search for hotels based on value-added perks like free breakfasts, free internet, and free parking. And if you're not an advanced planner, there's a new app called Hotel Tonight. It lets you book hotel rooms at the very last minute for a discounted rate. Every day at noon, it releases three hotel deals in several different cities, and you have until 2 a.m. to book. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all states.
I got an infection and I had to get back to New York. With MedJet, before you even leave the hospital where you got sick, they make sure there's a room assigned to you on the other end. It's just about the best thing ever.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
No matter what they say, it's going to be all right. Good day going for you over here at the Good Day Show. It's 33 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day. Without Doug Steffen, he is catching up on some badly needed sleep after his couple of rough days driving across country.
This is his first day off in the entire time I've been here.
Yeah, where he's just...
He never takes a day off.
A full day, no. An hour here, something
like
that.
It.
Yeah, no,
it's
he's...
good. It's
he
good
was,
for him.
He was in pain last night, I could tell.
I'm glad we're letting him sleep.
Yeah, so I told him last night, all right, I'll talk to you in the morning. And then when we just decided, Jennifer and I, you know what? When he calls, he calls.
Yeah,
if he calls,
we'll do it.
So,
it's fine.
Whatever. So anyway, all right, so...
But he'll be
then,
mad. You know how you feel.
Oh, he will
oversleep.
Absolutely be mad that we didn't
he'll
call.
He'll be mad we didn't
yeah.
call him.
Any yeah. minute he'd be calling in here screaming at us, but that's okay. Whatever. He'll thank us for it later. All right, so last night I'm telling a story about how Sean, my son, 7 years old, had his baseball game, Little League baseball game. And this is a new team for us, an established team with all of the parents that were there last year. I am the new parent. And I like to help out. I like to be involved. But I'm wondering last night whether I got
you
too
got
involved.
The smackdown.
I did get the smackdown. So last night, you know, all the kids were holding their bats on the bench. They were pounding them on the ground, the concrete, and the back up against the aluminum bench, making all kinds of noise, being distracted. So I went and tried to help out. And I said, okay, guys, here's what we're going to do. Taking your bats away from you, going to hang them on the backstop. When it's your turn to get up, then you go get your bat, and you're on deck. Well, that's when you go get your bat. One of the mothers came over, took the bat, gave it back to her son. And then, of course, all of the other kids wanted their bats.
Frenzy. Yeah.
And I said, you know what? Okay. Apparently, I'm the overbearing dad. So I'm just going to back off. But my son tried to go get his bat, and I said, uh-uh. You leave your bat hanging there on the backstop.
Oh, was he a dork then?
No, He was the good kid in my mind, and in his mind, he stayed concentrated on the game. So I want to know what you think at 1-800-510-8255. Am I the overbearing dad, or was that mom giving me the smackdown? Was she wrong?
She laid the smackdown.
She laid the smackdown on me. And it's, hey, man, it's their team. I'm the new guy.
Did you talk to her at all?
No, and I've talked to her several times, and we spoke after that, and she was cool. She's a funny, funny chick. She's really funny. And we talked after that, but I don't know whether that was a clear sign to me. Don't you go taking my son's bat away.
Did you do it, or did
she? I'm not the coach. I'm just the dad. She saw, because it took me a couple minutes to get all the bat. And one kid wouldn't let me take the bat, so I didn't force it, you know? So anyway, all right, so here's James in Waycross, and James used to coach Little League. So what do you think, James,
okay,
right or wrong?
Well, I think you were perfectly right. That is a safety issue. I coached Little League baseball for 6 years. That is a safety issue. Now, if her child had been the very first one to get hit in the head because some kid swinging his bat in the dugout, what's she going to say then?
Yeah.
You're right.
I'm telling
That's
you.
Good point.
These
Absolutely.
Kids are chucking these aluminum bats around. They're only, 26 ounces or something like that. And, I mean, they're going to get wrapped on the knee, on the head. They're going to take
Somebody
one in the chin. Something like that. Somebody could put it's all fun and games until you lose an eye.
That's right.
So
that's exactly right.
But
and here's the other thing. When I coached baseball, I taught that your baseball glove and that baseball bat is a respected piece of equipment.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. you respect that. That's your weapon. Mm-hmm. You respect it like it is your weapon. And you give it all due respect. And there's no place for bats inside the dugout. They should be hung up on the outside of the dugout, on the backstop, and the kids should be focused on the game, because not focusing on that game also is a safety hazard.
Well, and see, that was my thing, is that, you know, hey, listen, they're only seven. We're here to have fun. But, you know, we're also here to keep the kids focused and concentrating on the game. Now, obviously, they're going to be out in the outfield kicking weeds and kicking dirt and pulling weeds and all that kind of stuff. And that's just part of it. You know that's going to happen. But if you institute an innocent rule, I think, by hanging your bats on the backstop, I think that helps keep the kids focused. It's not being mean. It's not doing anything. But it's... Once again, I'm the new guy. Overstepping my boundaries?
No. And our rule was, when you come in from the outfield, you hung your glove up, you did not mess with your bat, you did not throw balls in the dugout, and everybody's eyes was on the batter. We always had some kind of chatter going on toward the pitcher, or some kind of innocent something, or toward our batter. Come on, batter, let's go back.
Right,
you know,
right.
You know, and everybody stayed focused. Yeah, they're 7-year-old kids, 8-year-old kids. They're going to play a little bit. Don't put yourself under that kind of stress that you think you're not going to stop them from that.
Right,
but
no way.
When it comes to safety issues, and that is a very safety issue, and I'm a very safety-minded person, because I am a paramedic. That's what I do for a living.
Yeah.
There has to be rules there. Besides that, how are you going to teach those kids the respect of the game if you do not teach them to respect their equipment?
Yeah, see, that was my thing. Listen, guys, we're here to concentrate on what's going on in the field. You're up next. You have to pay attention. And you're going to hit somebody.
And you could say, hey, Derek Jeter is not on the bench playing with his bat. They store theirs.
Right.
So if you want to be like the big leaguers, you'll store your bat just like that.
Yeah, it doesn't have a lot of weight at 6 and 7 years old.
But
they're
know
more
their favorite
playing.
Superstars.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone
they do.
Said, hey, right. You want to be like, you know, whoever you love.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right, James, thank you very much. Let's go to Manteo, North Carolina. Ken, is that Manteo?
Yes, Manio.
Manio, okay.
Okay.
All right, Ken, and what do you think?
How y'all doing this morning?
Doing
great.
Well. Was I right or wrong?
I think you were the... I don't take this the wrong way, please.
No. Go ahead. That's why I'm asking it.
I think you were the overbearing parent. I don't consider that to be really an overbearing parent, but I just think I'm a coach in the machine pitch down here, and every year. And I think there's rules and stuff, and there's ways they like you to go about doing certain things when it comes to discipline or give them a small lesson. And what I would have done probably would have let them continue just for the fact that they're that age, and then in practice separate them one at a time and speak to them separately and just kind of work on it each game.
So with your team, what is your rule with bats while they're sitting on the bench waiting for their turn up?
We'd rather them not do that.
And
I
how
think,
did you,
you know, oh,
so educate me, okay. how did you get them to that? So you don't let them hold their bats while they're sitting on the bench?
No, we'd rather not. I mean, it's the best thing not to, but all I'm saying is that they do have, there's a lot of guidelines with the younger kids that they like you to follow.
Hmm.
And the guideline, the best guideline to be followed to me, just from learning everything I've learned from the league, is to work on that in practice maybe, and just talk to them each one of them separately and kind of work them into it each game. And before you know it, they'll all be listening to you just like, you know, you want to.
Yeah, see, that's what I figured is maybe that I, you know, okay, let's try this once, and it looks cool with all the bats hanging there. So I thought they might think it was cool. But then, you know, I have not talked to the coach. I know he asked me the other day. I said, hey, if I can help, please let me know. He said, can you take half of this group of kids and go out and throw grounders? I said, sure, no problem. It was fun. We had a great time. You did the alligator chop, the whole bit, get your baseball ready position. It was fun. Everybody had a good time. So did I overstep my bounds? Do you think the coach was looking at me last night? I know the mom may have been looking at me going, who does that guy think he is? But what do you think the coach was saying about me?
I don't know. He should have took that up with you separately, maybe, or you could have spoke to him after the game and just asked him what his thoughts on it were.
And what you'll do in practice.
I'll tell you, those kids are smart. I mean, they're smart.
No
I'll tell
kidding.
You, they can outsmart you in a heartbeat.
No kidding.
It's just you figured it out. I think you saw what happened. And in practice, a lot of times the parents aren't quite as involved. Most of the time, we don't have that many parents in our practices, you know.
Yeah,
and you can work with them, and it's all how you implement it with the child. It because they are smart.
Do you think that the parent that gave the bat back to her kid actually undermined Rich? Now, do you think the kids maybe when they saw that now won't listen to him as well?
Well, that's another thing you could take up after the game. I mean, it's all how you go about doing it. You know, you can if you implement it the wrong way, then it's kind of like a. You can almost say that you learned a lesson from what you did. It kind of showed you the wrong way to go about doing it. You saw what happened and what kind of action occurred from it, and then you can realize that, well, maybe there's another way we can go around.
Ken, let me ask you this. And this is why I got involved in the first place. At the end of the bench, there was a water jug with a water spout and cups, you know, so when the kids are thirsty, they come over and just take a cup and fill themselves full of water. Well, three of the kids were over there filling the cup, drinking it, and spitting the water out on the ground, or taking the cup and throwing it up in the air, and the water was going. So the coach is out in the field with the kids. The guy he's got helping him is out in the field with the kids.
They can't manage
and
that.
And the parents are absolutely nowhere to be found. They are sitting up on the bench, chatting with each other, not paying attention to their kid, who should be on the bench paying attention, throwing cups of water around on the bench. And that's when I go, you know what? Out of bounds.
I would agree with you on that.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you on any of it. It's just a matter of how you go about implementing it. And most of the time, you need to go through the coach in front of the children, which gives them, you know, that they're looking at the coach as being, you know, he's the man they're really, truly started out with and they're listening to. And you kind of got to make sure he's involved. And as long as you work through that, most of the time you can
install
that stuff.
All right, so I'm going to talk to the coach on Wednesday and just say, hey, listen, when you need my help, you let me know. I'm happy to help. And you let me know what you want me to help with, and I'll just take his
lead. And I think you should even say, I don't want to overstep my bounds, but when you need me to help, you know, you let me know.
Just let me know. All right, Ken, thank you very much. All right, let's get one more call from Lisa and Tiffin. Hi, Lisa, how are you? What do you think? Am I overbearing or am I in the right?
Absolutely not. You're in the right. I have a child 7, 9, and 10, and they play baseball and softball. They do not touch the bats there. However, my 7-year-old, I mean, their attention span is really low.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they keep it to the side. And kind of shame on that parent for undermining your authority.
Let me think about this, Lee. Think about it this way. Let's say you have a new team. Your kids are on teams, and let's say that team's been together for a year or two. And then all of a sudden the new guy comes and starts asking the kids, okay, do this, do that, do this, do that, do that, do that.
You don't get the same respect that everybody else should get.
And I've been the new parent. I mean, I had a learning curve, too. And my son's only been playing for 2 years. My daughters are older and playing longer. But and the boys don't really pay attention. But that is a huge safety issue. And I really think the parents, when a parent is stepping up to help and another parent undermines your authority, I mean, that's a lot of the problem you see nowadays. That parent did not have to teach that child any respect. That child should have respect for authority when they went and took it back.
You think I should have given her the smack down back and taken the bat away?
No, because that's not showing respect either.
No, you're right.
You know, so yeah, I think you were fine. I think you were stepping up. Right. A lot of dads don't step up, so kudos to you.
Well, I'll let you guys know how it works out. Practice is on Wednesday, so Thursday morning I'll give you a report and tell you what the coach says. Straight ahead, Dr. Ken coming up to give you your health news for the day, so stick around on Good Day. It's 46 past the hour.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy Feet, coming through.
This week, get extra laundry detergent for $1.49 and M&M's for $1.97 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
I had PTSD. Once I was back from Iraq, I was distant from everybody in my family. We had a reunion of our unit, and you'd hear these spouses say, "Is your husband doing that? My husband's doing that too. I thought it was just us." And really understanding that, hey, this is a common experience.
I learned more to listen to what he was saying, and that made it easier for me to understand where his pain was coming from.
Resources are available for military families. Learn more at realwarriors.net.
It's 48 past the hour on Good Day. Dr. Ken with us now, and got some information coming up for you about if you have a young child. We were just talking about me and my son's baseball team and how I'm out there in the field trying to help out. Well, you know what? You may not be as fit if you are in that same situation. So Dr. Ken will tell us about that in a second. But before that, Ken, Roberta, and Jennifer and I have been talking about our MetaFast diet this morning as we eat our meals in the background here during
just
the commercial
had my
breaks.
Oatmeal.
Roberta,
we
just,
heard
what flavor?
Mm-hmm.
What flavor?
the cinnamon. What is it? The
brown
cinnamon
sugar.
Apple.
Cinnamon apple.
All right. And then also got an email from Lori, who is a listener who started it last week. She's lost 7 pounds in 7 days.
That's
way
awesome.
To go, Lori.
Wow.
So, Ken, why do doctors recommend MetaFast?
Well, I do. I don't know if you've seen the pictures yet. I sent them to you guys. Our pantry at my home is just packed full of
it,
the
yeah.
MetaFast products. And all of us were losing weight. My wife and daughter especially are on it. I'm enjoying the bars. And it's just a healthy way to lose weight. It's a healthy way to stay trim, and doctors love this plan. I recommend it to all my patients, and I'm recommending it to my family at this moment.
All right, so go to MetaFastKen.com to get more information, and you can Facebook or email any of us at the show here if you have any questions about it. All right, so parents of young children may not be as fit, Ken. Why in the world would that be? You think you're chasing your kids around all day, you're getting exercise, you're burning calories. What's going on?
This is out of the Medical Journal Pediatrics, and what the authors in this study report is that men, especially women who have young kids, they're eating more sugary foods, they're eating more fatty foods, they're not getting as much exercise, they're not going to the gym. I also think it probably has a lot to do with their sleeping patterns, which I think is
absolutely
a big issue. If you want to lose weight, you have to get, as an adult, 7 to 8 hours
yeah.
of sleep.
I feel that pain. All right, and then quickly, doctors have riskier care practices for themselves than they do for their patients?
Archives of Internal Medicine, docs often choose riskier care for themselves than patients. We have maybe different values. We need to know what our values are of our patients. Not every patient wants to live to the last moment.
All right. Well, there it is. Take care of yourself. Take care of your kids. Get some more exercise. Eat better. Dr. Ken, MetaFast.Ken.com. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Chucker, give us, oops, let me do that. Chucker, what movie is this from?
I'm lost.
American Gigolo, brother.
Oh, okay.
Richard Gere. This was, I think about this movie, and I only saw the movie, I don't know, parts of it a couple of times, but this song I always remember from this movie, and this kind of was Blondie's heyday when she was really big back then. Chucker, did you ever want to be a male gigolo? Did you ever think?
Oh, did he ever want to be? He is.
Ah, absolutely. Yeah. Why not?
Chuck Curry, male gigolo.
That's right.
All right, so it's time for movie moments here, and this is where we play a couple of cuts from a movie. And if you know what movie it comes from, you pick up the phone and give us a call at 1-800-510-8255. And this movie was the number one movie this week in 1989. That's all I know because they do not give me the answer. I get to play along. So let's listen to this first one together. And if you know it, pick up the phone, give us a call, 1-800-510-8255.
I got a question. If you guys know so much about women, how come you're here at, like, a gas and sip on a Saturday night completely alone drinking beers? No women anywhere.
Got it.
This sounds so familiar.
Yeah.
I need one more.
Yeah, okay. 1-800-510-8255. Here's a little clue Jennifer will get. That was my favorite actor of all time.
So. Yes.
All right, one more.
I never thought we'd do this. Nobody really thinks it will work, do they?
Yeah. You just described every great success story.
No clue.
Really?
I'm such a loser.
I wouldn't expect you to know this. All right, so 1-800-510-8255, and here's the final clue.
Give me a pen. In my heart, and she gave me a pen.
Okay. Got it? Anyone? Bueller?
I got it.
That's not a clue. All right, you got it. No. Jennifer's got it. Chucker, you got it?
I got it, yeah.
Okay. All right. So 1-800-510-8255 if you know what movie that is. And Chucker will have movie moments here in 60 seconds.
It's spring. Time for some fresh entertaining ideas.
Member Paula Rickenstein on the Spring Taste of Sam's Club Open House. Sample and shop free with no upcharge.
I get to taste before I make my menu, so I know my guests will love it all.
Fresh meats and produce, delicious sides, and more. All you have to do is
spring into Sam's Club.
The Spring Taste of Sam's Club, April 15th through 17th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Not a member? Join at the event and get a free cookbook. Details at samsclub.com/spring. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on.
April is National Car Care Month, and we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road this spring. So come in any weekday this month for a free multi-point vehicle inspection. Plus, save on all Michelin tires. And save an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, still a couple of lines open. If you know what movie that was, 1-800-510-8255. Chucker has a great visual clue, and I will give it to you. One word and one word only. Boombox.
Duh.
Boombox. All right, Chucker, what's going on in movie news?
Some casting news, Rich. Actress Jessica Biel, I believe, last seen in the A-Team, reportedly close to signing on to play one of the two female leads in the Total Recall remake. She will either play Laurie or the character of Melina. Note to casting director, you can do so much better. I'm not a big fan. I got it. Good looking, but okay actress. Colin Farrell's going to play Douglas Quaid. That's the Arnold Schwarzenegger role. And Bryan Cranston, who stars on the A&E series Breaking Bad, who's won a few Emmys, will play the villain. Cohagen, originally played by Ronnie Cox in that movie. Now, here's some terrific casting. Actor Michael Shannon, who was nominated for Best Supporting Actor for Revolutionary Road with co-starring DiCaprio and Winslet, and also co-stars in HBO's Boardwalk Empire, playing the extremely intense cop on that show, cast as villain General Zod in Zack Snyder's Superman remake or reboot at Warner Brothers. I think that's really good casting. That guy's menacing, has a really interesting look, and will be an excellent villain in that film. Unknown actor Henry Cavill will play Superman. Amy Adams, Lois Lane, Diane Lane, and Kevin Costner will play Superman's parents. I love the casting. Hope the script is good. And one interesting note, the remake of Arthur over the weekend opened at $22.2 million. Most likely will gross under $40 million at the box office. The original Arthur in 81 had a $7 million budget, opened at $2.7 at the box office, wound up doing $96 million overall.
Wow.
So that's what you call word of
mouth. I hope it does good, yeah. All right, let's go see Taj. What is the name of that movie?
Fast Times, Ridgemont High.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High is totally wrong, dude. Amy in Waycross, Georgia, what do you think it is?
Say Anything.
Say Anything. John Cusack, 1989. It's 58 past on.